Hello and welcome to a SearchCRM.com podcast. This presentation is being brought to you by SAP. For more information on SAP, you can visit them on the web at www.sap.com. Again, that's www.sap.com. Joining us today is Volker Hildebrand, the Vice President of CRM Product Management at SAP, who's responsible for SAP's CRM vision. In 9 years at SAP, he has held positions in sales and product management, building momentum for CRM and e-commerce applications. Prior to SAP, Volker was assistant marketing professor, teaching and pioneering research in CRM. Volker is the author of several books and over 100 articles. He holds a master's degree in business, a bachelor's degree in business and technology, and a PhD in business economics. With that said, I'm now going to turn things over to Volker to begin the presentation. Volker, go ahead and take it away.
Thank you, Ron. Today in this podcast, we're going to talk about how SAP leverages Web 2.0 in CRM to improve customer experience. Let me begin with the question, what is Web 2.0? Everybody who talks about Web 2.0 has a different definition for it because it's so many different things together. Web 2.0, it's describing the use of World Wide Web technology and web design basically to enhance creativity, share information, and most notably support collaboration among users and peers. And these concepts have kind of led to the development and evolution of web-based communities, hosted services, such as social networking sites, wikis, blogs, etc. From a CRM application vendor perspective, you can actually take three different perspectives. There's a huge area focusing on Web 2.0 technology to improve usability, simplicity, and the visualization of content. Examples are Ajax, widgets, new design tools, and other user-centric design elements. Then there's another area which is more focused on collaboration, social communities, sharing of content, and its technology enablers, such as wikis, blogs, platforms for online communities, and social networks. While these two areas definitely overlap, the focus is clearly different. At SAP, we have looked at it from both directions. One, how can we enable our CRM software to become more user-friendly, fun, and easy to use? And we will talk about this aspect and how we have Web 2.0 enabled our latest CRM release, SAP CRM 2007. And then two, how can we actually leverage the evolution of social networks to build our own CRM online community and enable the entire SAP ecosystem to benefit from it? Finally, if you look at the complete picture of Web 2.0, you can actually envision taking all of what's happening in a Web 2.0 context into consideration and really take CRM applications to an entirely new level and basically build Web 2.0-centric applications from the ground up. And we'll talk about what that means. The idea of bringing together both unstructured and structured data to enhance customer and market insight and eventually improve customer experience. So let's begin with the first one, which is about enabling Web 2.0 capabilities within the SAP CRM 2007 solution to make it easier to use and at the same time more powerful for the user, driving both user adoption and productivity. The main focus of our latest release, besides a number of functional enhancements, has been on the actual user of the software. And we've worked with and listened to many of our customers and redesigned the user interface completely to make it more simple and intuitive, more web-like, basically to replicate the same user experience you would have with Google or Amazon. So the new Web 2.0 user interfaces easy to use, highly personalized to meet the needs of business users across sales, marketing, and service. At the same time, it's solving real business problems and trying to make even complex processes simple from a user perspective. To achieve this, we have leveraged different Web 2.0 technologies and usage paradigms, allowing the business user to easily navigate through applications and personalize it to their needs and wants simply with drag-and-drop mechanism. SAP CRM 2007 is a highly interactive application with flash-based interactive dashboards. We're leveraging business objects technology for this, embedded analytics using HX, rich content presentation, also content syndication, including external sources of content using mashups, etc. So not only enhancing the ease of use, but also user productivity. One example for mashups in a service context, for instance, is showing maps and driving directions in the context of service appointments for a service representative, or in the context of an account overview, providing access to ticker information and other information that's out there on the web, and basically also using mashup for this. Now let's move on to the second topic of today, leveraging Web 2.0 to build an online community. And in this part of the podcast, we're not talking about our product, but we're talking about what we, SAP as a company, basically do in order to build a vibrant CRM online community. SAP has started with building a community network 4 or 5 years ago with the launch of the so-called SAP Developer Network. About 2 or 3 years later, we added what we call the Business Process Experts Community, or simply BPX, sharing the same platform of the SAP Community Network. While the Developer Network is focusing on NetWeaver and more techie topics, the BPX community is focused on business processes and SAP's business applications such as CRM. The community network provides a collaboration platform for customers and partners, and the platform includes tools to publish content and a homepage, create discussion forums, post blogs, build wikis, etc. Basically all the tools you need to build a vibrant online community. For us at SAP, BPX is a new way to get closer to our customers, engage with our customers and partners, drive customer adoptions, improve the overall customer experience with SAP products, for example, by providing support in discussion forums, but also to build better products, change market perception, and last but not least, drive thought leadership as well. BPX for us serves as a communication channel, a support channel, an interaction channel, and a feedback channel. And let me explain this briefly. So with regards to communication channel, it provides us with a new avenue to reach out to customers and users in a context. It serves as a news channel. It supports our product launches, for example, with video blogs that we did showing and highlighting the new user interface, for example, when we launch our latest release. It also serves as an interaction channel, driving collaboration, enabling customer-to-customer interaction, as well as SAP-to-customer interaction, and it allows also virtual networking within the community. Support channel is a huge benefit from a community perspective, because customers, partners, users can actually get implementation support. They can interact with peers and basically get help with implementation questions. They can put in questions and get quick responses. The average time on the entire SAP community network for an answer or comment to a new post is below 15 minutes. This is actually very powerful. And then these forums, these discussion forums, also allow community members to share best practices and their experiences, test and share ideas, find out what others are thinking, and communicate with others who are facing the same kind of challenges, because in many cases, someone else has already faced the same or a similar problem. Last but not least, it serves as a feedback channel, basically helping us driving innovation, whether in forums, comments, and blogs. BPX is a great opportunity to provide feedback to SAP about products, documentation, implementation, and it's very important to us. This is where we see a huge potential, basically co-innovate with the community to eventually build better products for our customers. The SAP Community Network has been very successful so far. It has more than 1 million members. BPX, in particular, has about 350,000 members. It's free and open. Anybody can join, whether you're an SAP customer or not. CRM at BPX specifically was launched just about 6 months ago, together with the launch of our latest release, SAP CRM 2007, in December last year. And we have seen a great momentum since then. We currently have six very lively and active discussion forums. Our homepage hits in Q1 have more than tripled. And as of today, there are more than 85, or I believe this week it's even more than 90,000 contributions in the different CRM discussion forums. The video clips that I mentioned earlier, the video blogs that we posted to see the new UI in action, got more than 40,000 views. Community members, as well as analysts and Web 2.0 thought leaders such as Paul Greenberg, are full of praise. And basically what Paul Greenberg was saying in his Paul Greenberg blog was SAP is truly living the Web 2.0 philosophy. So we not only talk about Web 2.0, but we basically walk the talk, if you will. Now let's take a look at the third area, the next generation of Web 2.0-centric applications. The majority of organizations out there and companies have mastered the traditional CRM usage, wherein they have a good view and understanding of their customers from a transactional and operational standpoint. They have a good ability to track their interactions with their customers and the results for the same. However, all of this information is about your interaction with the customer and does not include their interactions with other parties that might also be of concern for you. They could be interacting with your other customers, partners, employees, etc. The social web has given your customers a great opportunity to collaborate with your network without your knowledge, right? They meet online, they do product ratings, they rant about bad service, etc. So one of the biggest challenges facing many organizations is that the internet, and more specifically these Web 2.0 tools and technologies and platforms, are actually helping making customers more informed than employees. So we definitely see a trend to an empowerment of the consumer and the customer, which kind of shifts the balance of power away from the organizations more to the customer side, because there's more transparency and insight on the web that they can get. Also, the way they, for example, when they make purchase decisions, they put a lot of trust, actually, in these online communities. To give you an example, if you look back 10 years or maybe even 5 years ago, when you wanted to purchase a new camera, for example, what you would do is maybe you would ask your best friend who just recently purchased a camera and asking about, you know, what do you think about your specific model and can you recommend it, yes or no? Or you would trust an expert who does kind of a review. Today, you basically trust all your peers in the internet, where you get product ratings, reviews, you read them, and basically you need you take all this information and in order to make your own purchase decision. So there is a need to find innovative ways to engage with the emerging social customers and also enrich the customer experience through social media interactions. So we really need a solution that can analyze and react to the social media and also foster strong customer collaboration. So the combination of the traditional, more operational CRM with what's going on in the social web and Web 2.0 is how we see the next generation of CRM, which some folks also call CRM 2.0. And let me give you one example at the end of this podcast, how you can actually leverage the social web to gauge customer satisfaction, product ratings, and brand affinity. To improve the customer experience, enterprises need to take into account the consumer-to-consumer conversations that rapidly spread stories about poor experience within a buyer and user community. And these communities have a lot of information on your products, services, and the individual customer experiences. We strongly feel that this social content needs to be tapped into to get a good perspective on what the buzz is about your company in the social web. So we see a need for providing a sophisticated feedback mechanism that can channel the unstructured information that's out there and provide a mechanism to interpret and act upon it. So the idea is to tap into the social web and run it through a filtering mechanism to also avoid spam and develop actionable insight. And using crawlers to kind of capture that content and then basically filter it, analyze it, and then turn this into this insight into action. And this is how we're looking at the next generation of CRM applications that we're building right now. Thank you very much, and have a good day.
That concludes our SearchCRM.com podcast. I'd like to thank Volker Hildebrand for taking the time to be a part of today's podcast, and I'd also like to thank SAP for sponsoring this event. If you'd like more information on SAP, you can visit them on the web at www.sap.com. Again, that's www.sap.com. This is Ron Shaw for SearchCRM. Have a great day.